David Landfair teaches Air Force Junior ROTC at Gulf Breeze High School. Not exactly someone you'd expect to be the go-to guy on college selection. He says the idea for his book, called Picking the Right College and Finding Some Money to Pay for It, came from his work with another local educator.
It kind of all started with a fellow from the University of West Florida named Major Steve Duckworth. He used to work at Army ROTC at the University of West Florida, and the book is really his PowerPoint presentation turned into a book. And he used to go out to the local schools and tell them about picking the right college. He was really recruiting for the University of West Florida, but he was helping kids pick the right college. And I asked him if I could help him with his presentation, and I added the second part of the title of the book called Finding Some Money to Help Pay for It. And so I talked about scholarships for college, and we actually went on the road together and talked about picking the right college and finding some money to help pay for it. And eventually, I saw all the parents writing down as fast as they could notes, and I thought, you know, maybe I should just write this down in a book. Well, what solidified my thoughts was sequestration in Washington, D.C. Sequestration resulted in a reduction in the funds for our Air Force Junior ROTC program, so we had no money. So we had to go hit the road and do some fundraising. And I thought, you know, if I could put this all in a book, we could do some good and raise some funds for Junior ROTC.
Landfair suggests being as hands-on as possible, contacting schools directly and asking the right questions. He also says a great source of information can be the annual college fair.
When you go to the college fair, just don't grab information, but go to the college fair and ask questions. For example, what is the average ACT score of the freshman class? And that's an important question to ask, and here's why. If you have a 22 on your ACT score, you probably won't get into the United States Air Force Academy, but you probably will get into University of West Florida. At the college fair, what a great opportunity to ask all those college recruiters what the mean score of the freshman class is. Another question you can ask, do you have any scholarships for a guy like me? They might. For example, I had the Air Force Academy table right next to a new school called Florida Polytechnic. Florida Polytechnic was offering a scholarship to everybody because they were a new school. So if you qualified, you got a four-year scholarship last year. So there are a lot of things that you need to prepare before you go to the college fair.
In his book, Landfair has what he calls a four-year plan of attack, taking a student through the steps of choosing a college from their freshman to senior years of high school. One year stands out.
Your junior year is your most important time of your journey through school, because at the end of your junior year, really the spring of your junior year is when you're going to start applying for college. People kind of think your senior year is when you're going to be applying for college and that's your big important year. Really, it's your junior year. It's those grades your junior year. In the springtime of your junior year, that's when you're going to start applying for the big schools, the ones that are the most difficult to get into.
And no matter which college a student eventually gets into, paying for that school will be a major part of the decision. Savings plans such as the Florida Prepaid Plan or the 529 Savings Plans are long-term ways parents can begin saving for college. Landfair also says don't overlook any free money that's being offered.
You should apply for every scholarship out there, and there's dozens. Most schools, counselors will list all the scholarships being offered locally, and there'll be tons of them. The local Optimist Club will offer a scholarship. The local Rotary Club will offer a scholarship. The Garden Club will offer a scholarship. And that's good money.
He also adds that parents and students can save money by attending a two-year college, then transferring to a four-year school to complete a degree.
So if you went to Florida State University for 4 years, or you went to Pensacola State College for 2 years, then went to Florida State College, which was more expensive. Well, Florida State for 4 years was more expensive. Which degree is different? Neither. both graduated from Florida State, and that they both have a degree from Florida State.
The book also has many other tips, like the importance of visiting a college before applying and knowing the policy each school has for transferring into a grad program. Again, David Landfair teaches Air Force ROTC at Gulf Breeze High School. He is also a Gulf Breeze City Councilman. His book is called Picking the Right College and Finding Some Money to Pay for It. It's available at Amazon.com. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.